This is an ABC podcast.
The Northern Territory's cotton industry was quite visible this year. When the harvest got underway, all of a sudden, Territorians started seeing bits of cotton along the sides of NT roads and highways. That cotton had flown off the back of trucks that were carting cotton modules from the Territory to Queensland for processing. As has been mentioned on this program before, the cotton is biodegradable, the weed risk is basically nil, but it wasn't a very good look for the industry. Bruce Connolly is the president of the Northern Cotton Growers Association and says NT cotton growers have voted in favour of making sure this doesn't happen again and that from now on, all cotton loads will be covered.
Yes, Matt, the Northern Cotton Growers Association members met at a meeting late in August, and one of the topics for discussion at that meeting was what we're going to do with the covering of loads of cotton. This has been on our agenda for the last 3 years, and we haven't been able to make a decision on it because of several issues, not the least of which has been the occupational health and safety aspect of actually getting these loads covered. The tyranny of distance from the processing plant has meant that we've built smaller modules and double stacked them on a truck, and because of that, that puts the load right at the upper level of the height range on a loaded semi, and it's just not right to have somebody walking across those slippery plastic modules to throw a tarp over the modules. So, you know, we would have had to build some one-off single-use big frames and stuff like that. So what we did was we pushed forward with that for a little while, doing it that way with uncovered loads, which is not what we wanted to do. Now, with the advent of a cotton gin in the Northern Territory, which will be up and running by 2022 for the 2022 harvest, we've been able to adapt some cotton crush trailers, which have a restraint system on the trailers. We've been able to adapt them to take a curtain on the sides and the top as well, so that now we will see, I would say, very little to no lint blow off those trucks, which will just be exactly where we need to be and where we all wanted to be in the first place.
And with those trailers, it doesn't become an OH&S issue?
No, those trailers can be operated from the ground, and the curtains can be operated from the ground. So no climbing up on the loads, no throwing straps over, no having to climb up and adjust the strap. It's going to be a win for everybody.
The industry copped a lot of criticism this year for not tarping. Are you sort of kicking yourself that you didn't get these trailers with the curtains earlier?
No, not really, Matt. The amount of cotton that blows off a truck looks like a lot, but it's a bit like an oil leak on a machine. A little bit makes a big mess. And whilst it makes a big mess, it's a biodegradable product. It's a natural fibre. We've also seen the report from Rowena Eastick, who's a weed scientist, and she has said that the weedability of roadside cotton is negligible at best. So it wasn't a problem. In other cotton-growing regions in Australia, we don't see cotton growing wild on the roadsides, even though they don't cover their loads and cotton does blow off their trucks. What we're trying to do is just move forward and do the right thing, and this is the right thing to do. And I can tell you that the vote was unanimous that we should cover our loads. Further to that, the operators of the cotton gin have decided that they won't receive any cotton there that is uncovered. So That's great support from the gin operators too.
You said the gin should be up and running by next year. Have you got a sense on how many hectares of cotton we may see in 2022?
Yes, I think so. Early indicators are between 4,500 and 6,000 hectares of rain-grown cotton to be grown in the Northern Territory for the 22 season.